I want to test like the podcast Dolby if it's gonna fix this voice note, and we'll make it better. Then I will edit this voice note by cutting it half or through way. What I wanted to say is like life is not perfect, including this video or this voice note podcast, whatever, and however I will upload it, even if I did edit this or not. At least I wanted to make the move that I upload it, I go into the world, make the world see me, hear me, because what I believe is that everyone deserves to be heard, everyone deserves to be loved, yeah, and everyone definitely has something to share and give. So I thought I would say that because I, throughout, at least like in the past 3 years, I tried my best to push myself off my comfort zone, and that I go out into the public, be less shy. And I know that I did way beyond till like it got me into like my mental health that like, and there is as much, there is bad people, there is good people, so I need to keep on the bright side and stick to it, always into the bright side. Be like, let the darkness behind instead of putting it aside to the... Anyway, I don't know what I'm saying at this point. I do know, I understand that I do have an accent, and I also have a lisp, which is because of my jaw being broken. Well, it was so many more. Anyway. But you see, as I said in the beginning, life is not perfect. Nobody in this world is 100% perfect. Nobody will even dare to. If you're perfect, then I'm certain that you're perfectly dead. Like, that's the perfection of life, that you're either dead or you're either just born, you know, like starting new life. You're like 2 minutes old. All dead. Anyway. This voice is just to test the podcast Dolby. And if it does work, I would gladly start doing podcasting. Sorry for the clicking sound. Also, I'm very polite. I just noticed that. Being a lady, in the world of full of... Still. As I said, as much as there's bad people, there's good people. Hopefully we don't stumble upon the bullies. And I'm sure I will stumble upon good people with good manners. And maybe gentlemen and ladies who are well behaved and have so much love to give. And we can make a community full of good vibes, you know, away from the bullies, away from those with negative mentality who just start the day by saying, oh, it's gonna be a negative day. No, sir, if you think this way, keep it to yourself. Let's see how your life will turn out. For me, I believe from this symbol voice note that I just recorded, and that I will fix it by the podcast, that not only I will get the support that from people, that we can love each other and make a great community together, I will also like, I don't think I'm trying to prove myself to anyone, and nor should anyone try to do that. However, being better, not being perfect, is something that... I lost track on what I'm saying. You see, this is the organic script because I'm not even reading something. I'm just laying out everything, like burning my head out, like all the thoughts out. But yeah, the initial idea was nobody's perfect. And something that made me get out of my comfort zone is the phrase that someone said, I wish I could find that TikTok video that I saw to put the reference to. But yeah, I think a guy or a girl said, just record as if nobody's watching. At this point, I just realized that was me that I said, okay. So yeah, the other day I was recording a snap and I said my story after I realized like 2 months of recording it, like continuously, that I only give 0 to 2 views, that I was like, okay, at least keep doing recording as if nobody's watching. And this way you will get comfortable that even if nobody's watching, even if nobody's hearing, at least I said it to the world, you know, like I said it to the universe, if this is the way you think of. Also now, I'm losing my breath. This voice is taking, like now it's brief, almost 6 minutes. But yeah, everyone deserves to be heard. And everyone deserves to be loved and be glorious, be a winner, be rich, live happy and stuff like that. Maybe I'm saying it from a position of like I'm currently unemployed. I just finished my school and I thought applying for jobs are easy. I got rejected from McDonald's. Like one of my friends bullied me for that so bad that I had to block them. They were toxic, like, and they were like in the Big Four, like they, like their salaries are like 150,000 a year. And I'm like, well, I hope one day if we actually meet in person, that I'll be way richer than him. Just so like, because like it wasn't nice to laugh at someone because they don't have a job. It's like, be careful on what you laugh at, because it will, I can give you a guarantee that if you laugh at someone at a situation that they're really less than you, you will eventually get it. Like, it will be put into your record, into your credit, that you're not gonna finish this life until it happened to you. So, yeah. Same goes to Gusta. And since, therefore, that I'm unemployed, I started doing volunteering. So far, I do enjoy it, but it does make me exhausted that I don't get paid at least my opal, you know, like my transportation, that sometimes I have to walk. I walk and it does exhaust me. Sometimes I feel like I want to dress fancy. I don't want to wear like my running shoes, walking shoes, because I'm walking, you know. I want to, you know, I don't know. It's that was like 9 minutes voice. So just to put it in a nutshell, I hope from this little petite voice that I will give someone hope too, you know, that you're also heard, you're also loved. No one deserves to struggle financially, emotionally, physically, I don't know. But yeah. Also, I hope I find good friends instead of the toxic one that I used to have. I wasn't even afraid to cut them off, and that I would rather be by myself. Yeah. I don't know. I hope I get rich one day. 10 times than him, you know. Laughing at me because I couldn't get a job. Okay, now it's 10 minutes. So take care, everyone. if someone will hear this.